All right, as we get ready for Shavuos and Kabbalas HaTorah, so I thought we would talk about the mitzvah of, or the Isser, really, I should say, the Isser of forgetting Torah. It's something that we don't usually talk about, I would say, probably because we all forget a lot of Torah, and we don't want to talk about it because we forget a lot of it.
They're very strong words.
Exactly, they're very strong words. So we'll talk about this Isser. We'll start, though, with a beautiful source. Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Yud, talks about the minhag of Daf Yomi. And Rav Moshe was a big advocate for the minhag of Daf Yomi. Why? So let's look at what he says in Igros Moshe, source number one. V'nebedavar etzem liman ha-daf yomi shehinhig hagon Rav Moshe Shabira, Rav Meir Shapiro, excuse me, Zatzal, v'niskalu ba'olam hu inyan gadol. So Rav Meir Shapiro instituted this idea of daf yomi. Wow, what a great thing. D'halavad etzem mitzvah liman torah shemekayim b'chom ha-sheyomod. Afrag masachta achas kol yamam. Besides the fact that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right, that you fulfill every time you learn, even if you learn the same masachta your whole life, there's another mitzvah that you have to learn everything. You got to cover Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh. Umochrach zeh. And this has to be. You want to know why? Yis v'menachos daf tzadi test v'mishacheach davarech mitalmuda over belav. The Gemara, which we're going to see in a minute, says in Menachos that if you forget one piece of your Torah, you're over on a lav. You've added a lav. V'im leka mitzvah v'chiv luma kol ha-Torah kula. And if there wasn't a mitzvah to learn everything, Ezek Yiron, Yesh Masha Laman Veshachach. Right? What is there any loss if you forget it? It's a below Laman Klal Havadin Yodeh. If you didn't learn anything, you don't know it. Says Rav Moshe, the fact that there even exists a lav, not to forget your Torah, implies the importance of learning Kol HaTorah Kula. It implies, right, implicitly, that you have a lot to learn. If you didn't have a lot to learn, so you could forget it. Who cares if you forgot it, right? You didn't know it in the first place anyways. Elamai. There's an expectation. There's a responsibility that we have, right, to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Last week, for those who were here, and for those who remember, no pun intended, we spoke about Amelus B'Torah, right, putting in the effort into Torah. And this year we're going to talk about, again, that not just the fact that you have to put an effort into Torah, you have to know Torah, you have to hold on to that Torah, and you're not allowed to forget it. So what's the source for this Isser? So if you look at the Pasuk in Devarim, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, Rak Hishamer Locha, Shmor Nafshecha Me'od, be very careful, Pen Tishkach Hesaram Ashurinacha, Pen Yasrim Levavcha, Kol Yimei Chayecha, lest you forget that which you saw with your eyes and you remove from your heart all the days of your life, and you should make it known to your children and your grandchildren. Now, the Pasuk actually is talking about Maimon Har Sinai. In fact, the Ramban al Torah on this instance says there's a mitzvah daraisa to remember Maimon Har Sinai, right? It's one of the sheish, one of the Sheis Sechiros is to remember the Maimed itself of Har Sinai, what took place, not just that, not the Torah that we got remembering, but remembering the Maimed, remembering the fact that there was this moment of Har Sinai. However, the Mishnah and Avos and the Gemara and Menachos learn the Pasuk differently. The Mishnah and Avos, Perakim, Mishnah Ches, says, Rabbi Dostoy, Rabbi Yana, Mishnah Meir, Omer. Kol HaShocheach, Dover Echad, B'Mishnaso, Ma'ale, Lavakasav, Kilo, Mitzchai, B'Nasho. Anyone who forgets one part of his Mishnah, the Torah considered as if he's chayiv misa, he's chayiv for his life. Shnemaraki shemer lecha v'chulu yachol afilu takva lav mishnaso. Says the Mishnah, is that true? Even if takva alav mishnaso, which basically means he had no ability to remember, he forgot it without his control. Talmud lomar pen yasuru milvavcha kol yemei chayecha. The pasuk says, lest you remove it from your heart. Ha'ena mischayiv b'nafsha sheyeshav yasir milibo. You're not obligated for your life until you sit and you purposely remove them. Meaning you're not chayev misa in the Mishnah until you actively try and forget it. However, lower than a chayev misa is maybe an isser lav, right? There's an isser lav. It's a negative commandment. Don't forget Torah. Now, you're not chayev misa unless you purposefully try and forget it, but simple reading of the Mishnah, but there's still an isser lav even if you just forget it. In fact, the Gemara Menachos, which doesn't speak out as much as the mission, Avos says, Amrei Shlakish, Kol Ma Shecheach Davar Echad Mitalmudo, Over Belav, Shnei Mishmer Lecha, Shmor Nafshecha. Right, just as simply, you forget part of your learning, you over on a lav, you violated a lav in the Torah, and again, it's Nisr D'Araisa. What I want to discuss today is, what's the nature of this Isser? And what is the possible ramifications that come out if we understand the nature of this Isser? If you look in source number 5, the Bar Tanura on the mission of us, so what's the problem with forgetting my learning? Well, why is that a big deal? Okay, I forgot what I learned. I forgot the shir that I heard last week. I forgot the gemara that I learned. Who cares? What's the big deal? So if you look at Bar Tanura, what does he say? Shemito shechachaso hu balahatir esa iser v'nimseis takala ba'al yado. Because you forgot your learning, what's going to happen? You're going to be mate your iser, and what's going to happen is a takala, right? Some kind of mistake is going to come through your psak, right? Now, that's a very clearly defined iser for a posek, right? There's a story that I heard many years ago. Again, I can't vouch for the validity of the story, but there's a story that I heard that Moshe Feinstein was once sitting in a chabura of one of his talmidim. And usually, again, Moshe let them say what they said. He didn't fight with them. But one boy said something, and Ramosha was like fighting vigorously with the boy. He says, that's not what Shulchan Aruch says, you know, whatever he was, fighting. So the boy says, Rebbe, I think I'm prepared, whatever, you know, going back and forth. Ramosha said, we're not continuing in the shir until we take out a Shulchan Aruch and see the halacha inside. And sure enough, Ramosha was right, and the Talmud was wrong. And the way the story goes is that afterwards, Ramosha went to the Bachar, and he said, I apologize for pushing you so hard. He said, but I paskin halacha all the time, and I paskin bal peh. I don't look up the halacha every time I paskin. He said, and when you said that, I got very nervous that I've been giving the wrong psak in this halacha. So I wanted to make sure that next time I paskin, right, it's really the correct halacha, right? So if you're a posik, and you're a Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, you're a Herschel Schechter, even you're a Goldberg who gives psakim, okay, fine. So that's you and me, we're not giving psakim all the time. So again, okay, I forgot the shir that I learned last week. I'm not going to be Matir Nisr based on that. I forgot the Gemara Yavamos Daf Tzadi. I'll be okay. You know what I mean? I'm not passing a sugya. So again, it would seem to limit the Isra a lot. If you look at Rabbeinu Yonah on that same Mishnah, it's interesting how he phrases the Isra. What does Rabbeinu Yonah says? You know, it says, "Va'onesh hu shelo nasan levavo b'masha lamad." You know what the real iser is? You know what the violation is? You didn't really even care what you learned about. You didn't really put your heart to it. Ki ashichcha mitziyatam b'nei adam. Right? People forget things all the time. V'hayelo lachzer ha'alacha harbe pamim. You should have reviewed it many times. U'lachashev ba'kol hayom v'chol ha'layla asher lo tucha lasur milibo. You should have reviewed it so many times until it was impossible to forget it. Velo asa, v'ari mischayev b'nafsho, ki yavo lehoros al pi zichronosav. Right? That's your mischayev b'nafsho, because you're going to end up, right, passing based on this. So in the end, he kind of says like the Bar Tanura, but the thrust of Rabbeinu Yonah sounds very differently. It sounds like you're not showing chashivas for Torah. Now again, whether this is actually an Isra Lav, whether it's just a Musar idea, that's a machlokas. But let's just talk, the idea that Rabbeinu Yonah is trying to say is that it's not so much about that you're going to paskin wrong, which you might do. It's that you don't even care, right? You didn't put your heart into it. You didn't really care to understand it, to think about it, to process it, right? To go over it, one or more. Okay, so that's itself is an Isra. You got to show that you care. What does Tosas Yanta say? Same Mishnah. Tosas Yanta says, "Achiyeshev Yisar Melibar Kolomar Sheyeshev Yifna Liba Lebatala Ubezay Yisir Meliba." What does it mean that you remove them from your heart? You're going to sit there. You're going to try and forget it. No, says Tosas Yanta, just like Rabbeinu Yonah, it means that you're not going to go over it. You're going to sit there and let your mind wander, and that's going to remove it from your heart. Even though you don't intend for it to move your heart, I mean, says Tosas Yanta, something very powerful. Also, he says, it doesn't mean that you literally are going to sit there, you're like a Russia, I want to forget my Torah. The pshat is, you don't go over your Torah, you don't sit there chaz, you let your, you know, you go to the shir, you leave, and you forget it the next minute, so you didn't really, right, try to remember it. That itself is yasur milibam. But what you see from the Tosas Yantav and Rabbeinu Yonah, again, that the focus is less on that we're nervous you're going to give a psak halacha the wrong way, less of the focus. The focus on that you don't really care, right, to remember it. In fact, I would even argue that probably has to be the case. Because if you look at the Gemara Megillah that we actually quoted last week, the Gemara says, right, if a person says, right, let's say a person says, Yagati v'lo matzasi. I worked hard, but I didn't find Torah, so you can't believe him. He says, lo yagati matzasi. He says, I didn't work hard, but I found Torah, you also can't believe him. When do you believe him? Only when he says, Yagati umatzasi. I worked hard and I found Torah. But if you look on the last, second to last line, the Gemara in Megillah Dafav says, L'divrei Torah, lo amran el lechadude. This is only talking about to be sharp in your learning. Ava lo'uk megirsa, which Rashi says means to remember your learning, siyata min shemayahu. That's actually siyata min shemayahu. Whether you remember what you learn is not even in your control. So certainly, that Gemara would support this idea of Rabbeinu Yonah Tos Yantif. it's not in your control necessarily that you remember everything. You're not going to remember everything. You're going to learn and you're going to forget. Most of us, myself very, very much included, most of us are going to learn and we're going to forget. But the question is, did you even try to remember it, right? That's the cheshbon. Did you even try to remember it? Did you put in the effort to chazer it, to go over it, to try to remember? And if you didn't, then you didn't really care in the first place. That's the litmus test of how much you cared.
So you're saying if you don't try to remember it, then you're trying to forget.
Ah, yeah, exactly. You have to at least try. That's Rabbi Yonah is saying. So again, less of a focus on the fact that we're nervous you're going to violate it, you're going to paskin wrong, but you have to at least try, you have to put in the effort. Whether you actually remember it, okay, that's the Atam in Shemayahu, but you have to put in the effort. There's a fascinating machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and Reb Chaim Volozhin. So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in source number 9 says the following. Well, before I read it inside, we'll just give an introduction, actually. Right? The Isser of forgetting Torah, you can argue, ostensibly, made a lot more sense when Torah was Torah Shebaal Peh. When I say Torah Shebaal Peh, I mean when it was actually an oral Torah and tradition. Why does that matter, right? Because when you couldn't look it up, right? When you couldn't look it up, so you had to remember it. If you didn't remember it, where am I going to go, right? So nowadays, right, let's go back to the being Matir Isser for a second, right? Nowadays, let's say I sat in a 2-month course on Hilchos Shabbos, right? And we learned Borer Be'ian, and we learned Bishul, and we learned all these different things, right? And then Shabbos day, it comes up, and I'm in my house, and I'm like, can I put away this board game? I don't remember what the Rav said in the Shir. Are you allowed to clean up the board game? Are you allowed to separate the piece? I don't remember, right? So what do I do? So again, 2,000 years ago, what you would do is you would say, I don't remember. I don't know what I would do. Maybe I could walk to my Rebbe, maybe, and ask him, you know, if he's close by. That's what you'd have to do. Nowadays, we'd all take out the English, right? The English Shabbos book, right? 4-volume Shmir, or the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas, whatever we take out, and we'll look it up. And we'll say, we'll look in the index, board games, we'll go, okay, here's the Psak Halacha. Okay, good. So we're not going to paskin the wrong thing nowadays, right? So the concern of forgetting Torah is much more personal. It's not like Torah is going to be forgotten. Even in my own life, I can really look it up. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, not so fast. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'ach g'gam achshav shenichtava Torah Shebaal Peh, v'yuchal ayin b'svar ma'asha shachach. What about nowadays? You can look it up. Ein ze mo'il klum. That does not help at all. K'miyad sheshachach over belav. But immediately when you forget, you're over belav. Kodem sheye'ayin. Before you even look into it, k'mobi yameim shavur belav v'shash shochiach, av sha'achakach yasav yishem rav yom dinam ha'shachach. Back then, you could have gone and asked your Rebbe again. I forgot what you said last week. Okay, but you're over the law the moment you forget it. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, there's no heter. There's no heter just because, right, nowadays we have Torah written down. There's a fascinating sefer that was put together called the Keser Rosh. The Keser Rosh is not written by Reb Chaim Volozhin. It is teachings that are written in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin. It's often published together with Maaser Rav. Maaser Rav, the Vilna Gaon, was the Rebbe of Reb Chaim Volozhin. Maaser Rav is also Psukim of the Vilna Gaon, not that the Vilna Gaon wrote himself, that were said in his name. So Keser Rosh is the compilation of Psukim that were said in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin. And Keser Rosh Oth Samech Zayin, what does it say? Binyan HaShochiach Davar Echa Mishnaso Zekai Al HaRishonim Shalamdu Baal Peh. So it was a tradition in the name of Reb Chaim Volozhin that this Isra actually doesn't apply anymore nowadays. So if you were looking for a source to like sleep tonight and say, oh my gosh, that Shir made me nervous, I'm going to get a lot of Yisurim for forgetting all my Torah, you certainly have Reb Chaim Volozhin to rely on. We'll get some more sources that you have to rely on. Don't worry, we're not going to end on too much of a sad note. But you see from Reb Chaim Volozhin here, right, that this issue doesn't even apply anymore, right? The moment that we started writing down Torah, again, we hope that you remember your Torah, but the issue really is, right, that there's going to be some kind of perversion of Torah, the halacha is going to be taught wrong or something like that, like the Bar Tanura said, right? And in that case, nowadays, again, with all due respect to the chasha people here in this room, you and I are not perverting Torah. The Shulchan Aruch is written, and every sefer after that is written. If we forgot something, it's okay, right? As opposed to, just to clarify, if I go with the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yonah, and I go with the Mahalach of the Tosas Yontif, which seems to imply The issur is not really on the fact that you're going to paskin wrong. The issur is on the fact that you're not machshiv Torah enough. You don't really care enough. So why should that issur change? The Shulchan Aruch Harav is correct. If you don't care enough to try and remember your Torah, so the moment that you leave that shir and you don't chazer it, so again, there's some kind of issur lav, again, whether that's a daraisa, a darabanan, but there would seem to remain. There's another fascinating, and I will say scary, nafgamina in this conversation. There's a Gemara in Brachos on Davav Medbeis. The Gemara in Brachos talks about the schar you get for different behaviors. So probably the most famous example in that Gemara is that it says that the schar for going to a Beis Avel is shtikusa. The schar you get for a Beis Avel is the fact that you sit there quietly and you listen, right? The meat of empathy. The Gemara says that the schar of a tainis is the tzedakah that you give. It's the money that you give for the food that you didn't buy for yourself that you're able to give to other people. Okay, what does the Gemara say? Amar Abzira, igra de pirka riata. The schar for going to the shir, you know what it is? Riata. It's the fact that you ran to go to the shir. The schar that we're all going to get, each of you are going to get, not me, but each of you are going to get for coming to the shir today is the fact that you came with excitement to the shir today. Now, can I ask you a question? Why isn't the schar that you get learning Torah? That would seem to be a fair schar, right? You did Talmud Torah. That should be the schar. So we're going to read a Rashi. I will say, honestly, it's a scary Rashi. We're going to read a scary Rashi. What does Rashi say on that Gemara? Iker kibo schar habrios haratzim lishmo adrashim epi chacham hischar hamarutza. The main reward that people get when they go to hear a shir is the schar hamarutza, the schar that they run. Why, says Rashi? Listen carefully. Shahare rubam enam mavinim lahamed gersa. Most of them don't understand to hold on to it. V'lomar shmua mipi rabban la'achar zman, to say over what they heard from the Rebbe later on, sheyekavlu schar lima, they should get reward for learning. Now, what does Rashi mean? So, you could say Rashi means they don't really understand the shir. That's what he means. They don't really understand the shir. So they sat there through the whole shir. They listened to the shir. They don't really understand what's going on in the shir, right? So most people, if they go to a shir, you can't get schar Talmud Torah because you didn't know what was going on in the shir. But you know what schar you could get? The schar for the excitement that you ran to the shir, right? And that's chashev. I say this all the time, and I don't say it as a joke at all, right? The balabas who wakes up at 5:15 in the morning to go to Daf Yomi shir and sleeps through the whole shir, I say it all the time and it's not sarcastic. Halavai, I should have his schar in Olam Haba. And I mean that seriously. It's a mesirus nefesh to get up at 5:15, to wake up and get dressed at so early in the morning every single day, to go to that shir when you got home late and you're tired and you're working and you have kids pulling at your leg. It's real mesirus nefesh, and I'm not making a joke about it. That's the Gemara saying. The schar that he's going to get, right? Okay, he might not remember what he learned in the Daf Yomi shir. He might not remember everything, but he got up. He put in the effort. He put in the energy to give of his time. Can you imagine the schar for that, right? But let's just analyze this Rashi a little bit more, though. Rashi doesn't say that he doesn't understand the shir. Rashi says he doesn't understand the shir enough to say it later on. Why is he to say it later on? La'achar zman, right? Let's be medayik in Rashi. Rashi should have said, you don't know it well enough to understand it. You didn't understand the shir, shkayach. Rashi is not known to being very verbose. Rashi's not known for saying a lot, right? Rashi's known for being short. So why does Rashi say, Einam evinim lahamid gersa v'lomar shumep hiram la'achar zman? So what I'd like to suggest that Rashi means is as following. You know what happens? So again, I don't know if you guys have this. We're going to do a lahavdil. Lahavdil for a minute, okay? When you go to a movie, okay? Lahavdil, Elif Avdalis, okay? I don't know your personalities, but my personality. I could sit through a movie, watch the whole thing, and then like an hour later, people are like talking about it. I'm like, I don't remember that. They're like, we just watched it. I'm like, I don't remember that. I don't remember that scene. I don't remember that line. And some people could like spit back the whole movie. You know what I mean? Like the whole movie is like at their fingertips. Some people like me, I don't remember it a minute later. I'm like, I don't remember what happened. Again, I remember the main plot, but I don't remember the details, right? Meaning, it's possible sometimes to understand something right away, right? But if you ask me a week later, or you ask me 2 weeks later, right, I have no recollection of what was said, right? And I would argue, I'm not chas v'shalom being choshed anyone here in this room, but I would argue this is probably true for most of us, right? Not you, most of us is Klal Yisrael, which is, you go to a shir, and a week later, not a day later, but a week later, someone says, what was this shir? And you're like, it was good. I don't know. It was really good. It was a good shir. It was an excellent shir. I think I might remember the topic, right? Yeah? Yeah. It's also beautiful, Talmud Torah. Now the question is again, can you remember it later, right? So again, what does the Rashi mean la'achar zman? So I would argue that he means the next day you probably could say the shir over beautifully, but a week later, 2 weeks later, you can't say the shir anymore, right? Now says Rashi, so what did you accomplish? Again, it's beautiful that you could say it the next day, but if you can't say it a week later or 2 weeks later, so maybe you don't get Schar Liman for that either. Now, if you think what I'm saying is extreme, and it is extreme, and it is scary, let me read you a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Listen to this Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, Kol alome Torah v'ena chozra leha, dome la'adam shezoreya v'ena kotzer. Someone who learns Torah and doesn't go over it, doesn't review it, he's similar to someone who planted, but he doesn't get to harvest. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, this is a little bit scarier, Kolalome Torah Mishkacha, Domel Isha Sheiles Vekoveris, right? It's similar to, if you learn Torah and you forget it, it's like a woman who gave birth to a child, and unfortunately the child died, and they had to bury the child. What does that mean? So look at the Marsha, how he understands the Gemara. I'm just quoting you sources. I'm quoting you Marmer Komos. Says the Marsha the following. Ki halome Torah v'eino chozra aleha. If you learn Torah and you don't review it, tchilas pu'ulaso hu lelo yo'ilo ule'ein tachlis. His original action wasn't going to benefit him, and so no purpose. V'cheinim pu'ulas hazarev v'eino kotzer. That's what happens when you plant and you don't harvest. Tchilas pu'ulaso shalama l'reiku. Your original learning was empty. Shenemar kolome Torah v'eino chozra aldavar zeh. Listen to these words. Tchilas pu'ulaso kelo haya me'olam hu kivan sheshacha. His original action, it's like it never happened, right? Says the Marsha, that's what the Gemara means. The whole learning never took place. That's what Rashi meant also, by the way, in Brachos, right? That you don't get Schar Limud if you don't remember it weeks later. Now, I know this is scary. We're gonna tone it down in a minute. But what's the Marsha and Rashi saying? What they seem to be saying is something which is, again, not just there's an isser for forgetting your Torah. If you learn in a way that you're not even trying to remember it, you're not even getting Schar Talmud Torah for that, right? That's a very strong shita, very extreme. Probably not what we generally think, but I wanted to show it to you. The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, to tone it down a little bit, and then to make you feel better, the Tiferes Yisrael says, after be'emes enem es chayev enavsho, even though you're not really chayev misa if you forget your Torah, why? Dare lo made who? You learned. Rakshay no chos really mo, you just didn't go over it. What's the Pharisee Shah saying? Of course, there's Chal Tam Torah. You learned Torah. Okay, you didn't go over it. You didn't remember it. You're not going to get that same level of reward. Again, the Pharisee Shah is certainly saying not like this Rashi, not like this Marsha. Presumably, the mainstream approach is not like this Rashi, not like this Marsha. Presumably, they're just saying an agadata, an important idea about the importance of Chazara, but not meant to be taken literally. Again, but the idea, I just want to emphasize before we shift for a minute, the idea is that there's a chashivas to trying to remember Torah. There's something important about trying to remember Torah and holding on to Torah. And if we go back to what we spoke about last week, because the two ideas are very, very related, when we talk about amelus b'Torah and really working in Torah, the idea is that the more that Torah is a part of us, right, the more it's going to impact our lives, right? If Torah is something that's transient, right, so we don't hold on to it, so it doesn't impact our lives as much. If Torah is a part of us, though, and it's inside us, and it's how we view the world, right, it's the lens with which we approach the world, then, right, it can change everything. And that's really the importance. I'm not trying to scare you into the issur of forgetting Torah and that we're all going to go to Gehenna for all the Torah that we forgot. That's not my goal at all. The point is that there's a chashiva to trying to remember our Torah. However, now I'll make you feel better for the last part of this year. The last part of this year will be completely feel good Torah. So, what about people who forget Torah? Are there any places where we say, okay, relax, Rabbi, you know what I mean? We can't all spend time chazering all day. We have jobs to do, we have other things to take care of, we may not have such a good memory anymore. So let's go through it. The Medrash Shmuel on Maseches Avos, again, a lot of these Maamar Komos on Maseches Avos, the Medrash Shmuel on Maseches Avos says the following. Ve'evshar shabal rabos, debein shecheach machmas atzlus, o machmas onis, shutar them sotarf lebeso. What's the Mishnah adding, right, when it says, yachol takva la Mishnah, the whole thing? Maybe even someone who forgot, right, whether it's laziness or it's onus. Why is it onus? Because I'm trying to find feed my family. I feel hachim eschayev nafsho. Says the Medrash Shmuel, he wants to argue, right, that A person who forgets their Torah, even because they're busy in work, they're still chayiv nasha. But what I want to prove to you that it's not the case. The Gemara in Brachos, verse 17, says something very beautiful and very important. V'hizharu b'zakin sheshachak talmud ha-machmas onso. Be very careful with someone who's a zakin, someone who's older, that forgot his learning because of ones. Again, he can't remember anymore. Damrinon luchos v'shevei luchos nachos baron. Because we say the luchos and the broken luchos are in the aron. Meaning, whether or not you can't remember anymore now, but you used to remember it, or, right, you still remember it, luchos v'shevei luchos menachem aron. Both of those are put in the Aron Kodesh. Now, what does Rashi say? What does it mean, machmas onso? So one is shechala. Again, he's sick. Rashi means sick. I don't think he means sick. He means that his memory is not as strong as it used to be. That's one option. Oh, shenitrad bedochik mezonos. He's too busy making a living, right? There's a heter for someone who's busy making a living, right? So again, whether the heter is, again, my memory is not as good as it used to be. It used to be I could remember everything and not as strong anymore. Or I'm busy making a living. I don't have time, right? I barely have time. Let's talk about the guy who wakes up for Daf Yomi at 5:15 in the morning and genuinely says, I don't have time. Like, Rabbi, I would love to do more. I don't have time. I can't chazer everything, right? So that's also a heter. There's a heter for people who are busy working, or again, they just can't remember it as well. But what I want to close with is more important than that. Which is, again, we emphasized the importance of remembering Torah. We emphasized why it's important to remembering Torah. But a person shouldn't have a chalishas hadas, chas v'shalom. A person shouldn't think, okay, so what am I going to learn for? This is the last afternoon kolo, and I'm not giving next year. But I don't want you to feel I'm not going to come next year. You know what? I don't remember everything we learned this year. What am I even going to show up for afternoon kolo for next year, right? What am I going all this year in for? What am I going to Daf Yomi for? I don't remember anything, right? What's going on here? So I want to share with you two Midrashim that emphasize that even if we're forgetting our Torah, certainly we should never give up on learning or think that it's not important to learn. We should work on remembering our Torah. I'm not backing down on that. We should work on remembering our Torah, finding a lima that we chazer, whether it's one mesechta, again, picking something that we can learn in chazer. But we should never give up on learning. So what does the Midrash say? The first is a Midrash in Vayikra Rabba. The Midrash says as follows. Amar Reb Levi, Mashal letraskal nakosh sesachar baila polim malasov. It's a mashal to someone who had jugs with holes, right? And he hired workers to fill them. Misha tipesh mahu omer. What does the fool say? Mani mo machnes bezu motzi bezu. What am I doing filling up this jug? It's coming in. It's coming right out. He hired me to fill up these jugs, right? And the fool says, what am I doing bothering with filling it up? There's a hole. It's going to keep coming out. Misha bikeach mahu omer, velos char kol chavis v'chavis ani notel. What does the wise guy say? Listen, the wise man says, I'm getting hired to fill these jugs. Every jug that I fill, I'm getting paid for. So I take a jug, I fill it, and I put it down. All the water's coming out. Okay, I'm getting paid for each jug. I don't care. Kach, mishu tipish mahu omer. Someone who's a fool, he says, mani mo lilmod Torah mishacha. What am I learning for? I'm going to keep learning and forgetting it. Isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me schar for working? Isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving me schar for trying? Right? I'm just not going to learn now because I'm not getting right. No, I'm getting schar for trying. I'm trying to learn, right? People say the idea that it's cleansing the barrel, right? Every barrel that's going through, it's cleansing that barrel. Meaning there's something happening when I learn Torah. There's schar for yagia, 100%. We should never, ever, ever feel there's no point in me learning because I'm not going to remember it. Chas v'shalom, of course. There's the pikeach says every time that I learn, I'm getting schar yagia. I forget it the next day. Okay, that's part of the process, but I'm still going to try. The second Midrash is even more explicit. The second Midrash says as follows: Rabbana the Taman b'shem Yitzchak the Hacher Tzvi b'shem Yitzchak Tavaso Adam Latavaso Adam Lo Yitzchak Meshucheach. Says the Midrash in Koheles, it's for the good of a person that he learns Torah and he forgets it. Why? She'ilu Hay Adam Lamatar V'lo Shachacha. Let's say a person would learn Torah and we'd never forget anything. What would a person do? Imagine we all had perfect memories. What would we do? Okay, you learn for 2-3 years, finish Shas, and be like, I did it already, I'm good, Shkayach. Specifically, because we forget our Torah, we forget our learning, that's why we keep coming back to Torah and going to another shir, right? Imagine if you remembered every shir that you went to, right? Afternoon kolel, right? After a few years, it'd probably be pretty boring. You'd be like, I heard the shir, Rabbi. Yeah, he gave that 2 years ago. He gave that, yeah. I know all this already, right? I remember all this, right? So a person would give up, daf yomi, you'd go through one cycle, and you'd be like, okay, I'm done, shkayach, I finished ass, I'm good, right? The idea is the tovaso, right? It's for our good that we forget our Torah. So again, there's a value in trying to remember our Torah. Even nowadays, we'll assume like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, even nowadays there's a value in remembering our Torah. Again, whether there's an Issa or not, let's assume like Reb Chaim Volozhiner, there's no Issa anymore. There's a value in Medun Chazar, trying to remember our Torah and trying to do that. But if we're not remembering it, again, we shouldn't have Chas Hashem make that stop learning. We should keep learning and learning and learning because we're cleansing our barrels, right? We're cleansing our barrels, and it's good for us that we forget it because that's how we keep learning. Hafoch vahafoch, but we keep coming back to it, coming back to it. And Amir Tzashem, we'll all get amazing schar for the schar yagia that we put in, and Amir Tzashem will also get schar for the Torah that we remember and that we hold on to. Everyone should have a great day.